Hello, people. Buck here, Buck's Podcast. I have another Ontario Bigfoot story here for you. This one comes from McChesney Lake, which is north on Highway 7, or 41, sorry, going towards Renfrew. It's this side of Renfrew. And to get into the lake, it's about 3 miles off Highway 41. And it was stories of a 12-year-old boy. He said back in 1976, he was 12 years old. The story goes like this. He says him and his dad and his brother and his dad's two friends were all going back to McChesney Lake for camping. And they got in there around 10 a.m. in the morning. And, you know, set up the tents, got the fire going. It's time for lunch, so they got the fire going. They cooked up some stuff on the grill, beans and some wieners, and had a lunch and went and did some fishing. And when they came back to the camp, The two guys stayed there. The father and the boys went out fishing and come back, and the two guys kept saying that there's something terrible smelling around the camp, and it smelled like a musky, like a wet dog skunk smell. And he said something kept throwing rocks at them. Around the camp. And he said they could not see anything in the bush and didn't hear no noises, but in the bush, this thing kept throwing rocks at them. So he said he had a whistle with him, so he blew the whistle and must have scared it away. So, and I said later on that night, they kept hearing, a giggling sound or whatever coming from the bush, like a hyena sound, like something giggling in the bush. And they knew damn well there was no other campers up there at the time, because they were there alone. They checked the Junior Ranger camp. There's nobody in there at the time. There's nobody else at the other camp on down. So they knew they were all alone in the campsites. And apparently, that night, the boy said his dad was awakened because something threw a small log at the tent and woke him up. And he thought it was one of the other guys in the other tent out there, playing around. So my dad hollered over to them, told them to quit throwing stuff at the tent, scaring the boys. And they both said, "We're not throwing anything at the tent." He said, "As a matter of fact, something's throwing small rocks at our tent." So, he says, "Well, if it happens again, we'll get up and we'll check it out." And he went to sleep, and next thing you know, his dad was woke up again. He said he was hearing footsteps outside the tent. He kept saying, "Who now is walking around the tent? Who's out of the tents?" And the other guys woke up too, because they heard it too. And he says, "It's not us." He said, "There's something out there, or somebody out there running around the goddamn campsite." So they both, when he unzipped, he started unzipping the tent, he said he heard it bolt, whatever it was, back into the bush. He said it was running pretty heavy. It was really, cracking branches and stuff that was running through the bush. And they got out and they checked, and there was all the coolers and that were all, popped open, and stuff stolen out of the coolers. And said, first, then we thought it might have been a bear, but apparently by the way it was going through the bush, and knew that it was really moving. Bears can move pretty fast. Didn't think it was a bear, and what they saw the next morning confirmed that it was not a bear. there's footprints through the camp, and you know, there's soft mud on in the campsite, so they knew damn well it was not a bear, because they all hunt bear. They hunt moose and they hunt deer, so they know exactly what it was. Well, didn't take them long. They got up that day after they seen footprints and all that stuff around the campsite, decided to clear camp and get the hell out of there. Well, that's just another Ontario story. And if you like this story, keep listening. I got more to come. Okay, so if you're a hockey player, remember, keep that stick on the ice.